Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Oh, I hope you have gotten through all the leftovers and digested all the turkey. We're very happy to have you back with us. Thanks for being with us. Hope you enjoyed the special Thanksgiving weekend shows with our various guests for those. I thought those were a lot of fun to pre-record. I hope they were fun to listen to if you had time, if you weren't too consumed with your pie at the time. Today, another fantastic start to the week. Next hour, Mike Aquilina will be here with us to talk about the apostles and their times. We're going to talk about what archaeology and history and scriptures have all been revealing about what the times of the apostles were like. I think you're going to love that hour. This hour, well, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." And maybe you're feeling burdened by the cares and hurts of this world. Our topic this hour is standing tall in your Catholic faith. All around us in our culture, there are people who are heavily burdened psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. We are those people on many occasions, but our faith is not meant to be an additional burden, but to help us stand up and be free. If this has been your experience, or if you have some traumas, conflicts, abuses, those kinds of things that you are burdening you, give us a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Having troubles or difficulty standing up as a son or daughter of God, this hour is for you. Our guests this hour are Debbie Giorgiani and Jerry Usher. Together they host Take Two with Jerry and Debbie weekdays on Catholic radio stations across the country. Jerry and Debbie, thanks for being with us.
You got it, man.
Thank you so much, Cy, for having us.
Well, just so people will know, Jerry has been one of the key figures in building Catholic radio for about 20 years, and he's the creator of this program and its former host. And I am hoping he is not auditioning to come back today. He's also the founder of Third Millennium Media, a media company that does all kinds of things, including helping to keep Catholic radio stations on the air. Debbie and I started together at Immaculate Heart Radio, which is now part of Relevant Radio, which is this tremendous media powerhouse or juggernaut, or I don't know what's another mighty word for that. And one thing you should know about Debbie is if you say something nice about her, she's going to cry. So don't say anything nice about Debbie Giorgiani today. Tell us about Take Two a little bit, Jerry and Debbie. What do you do each noon time on EWTN?
Right. Ladies first.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Well, it's just a great show, a call-in show that's listener-driven, and it is really a chance for us to take a look at ourselves and the world around us. It's a peer ministry where we just tackle just everyday topics together, and we try to get a little bit a better understanding of ourselves and grow closer to God. It's a very quick hour, very interactive, and we find that we are appealing to just a whole range of faithful Christians.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to watch that they feel comfortable calling in. As a matter of fact, today we had many first-time callers, and it's a beautiful experience for us, but I know it's a great experience for them as well, because it allows them to impart their wisdom and to help catechize others to grow closer to God. So it's a win-win all the way around. Would you say I covered that, Jerry, or what?
Beautifully, yeah. I would just simply add that, when we set out to launch the show, Cy, we looked at the Catholic radio landscape and we thought, well, apologetics is already being done very well, so we don't need to do that. And then you've got a lot of shows that are current events and news and things like that. A lot of great programs covering different areas. So we thought, well, what could we do that might be a little bit different? And we thought, well, let's let the listeners, as Debbie said, drive the show. So we put a topic out there virtually every day. Once a month, we do an unscripted where we let the listeners pick whatever topic they want. But we put a topic out there that is, we hope, is going to resonate in people's hearts and really be on their minds. It's part of everyday life. Today, we were a little bit off the wall, if you will. The topic was the advance of artificial intelligence. People are hearing about this robot, Sophia, that's been granted, quote, citizenship in Saudi Arabia. So we talked about, where is artificial intelligence going? How might it impact us? How does it play a role, with regard to the faith? Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, are you bold with God? Do you get really big and bold in your prayers with God? Other shows coming up, do we have a throwaway society keeping Christ in Advent? Are you concerned about a prodigal child who might be away away from the faith. So we really just are across the board, and literally every day, wouldn't you say, Debbie, mm-hmm. we get people call in, and they're so articulate and connected to the topics that we put out there. I'm just very impressed with our listeners.
I kind of, when Debbie said interactive, I thought it's more than interactive. It's you guys are like partners with the listeners on your show. It seems much more than many talk radio programs. It's a relationship of equals in many ways. If one caller will help address the problem of another caller, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And that's what we love about it. And that's why we say we take notes, because we literally do. We have a notebook and we are just grabbing notes, and it's wonderful. It's a beautiful classroom together, and we're growing and getting closer to God. But what we were really passionate about recently, Cy, is that this whole concept, this whole movement, we're calling it, of this Stand Tall. And I know we're going to go into it a little more, and I'm hoping we can take some calls on it, because it really is something that we can all identify with. And Jerry and I just bring our life's circumstances and experiences to the table, and we let others do that as well. And we've found that it is really a healing experience, and it's a way for us to grow in our faith and also to grow in our relationship with our relationship with God, in the understanding of what we know about God. So it's really a wonderful concept, and I'll let Jerry go into it further, because he does it much better than I do. But I'm really passionate about it.
Well, yeah, and I'll try to be brief here, Cy. I know either Debbie and I could go on at length about this, but really, yeah, the whole Stand Tall image is we think that all around us in our culture, there are people who are hunched over, as I like to put it, psychologically, yeah. Emotionally, spiritually, mentally. These balls and chains around our leg, you know, the wounds, the traumas. I talk about some of the things, you know, my parents' divorce, abandonment by my father. There were a lot of traumas in my life. I went through a very, very severe depression in 2011. Debbie has had her fight with cancer and is now a thriver. Some of the things that distinguish us, but I think help complement one another, is Debbie was married, divorced, annulled, is married to Marty now. I've never been married. Debbie has kids. I never did. She's obviously female. I'm a male. So we just literally are vulnerable and transparent with our listeners, because we're all broken down by something. But the key is, and when we say stand tall, we don't want to stand with our chest stuck out like, hey, you know, aren't I great? Look at me, you know, like these athletes and stuff do. What we want to do is stand tall and unashamed, and without carrying around all that baggage, the wounds, the guilt of things that were done to us, or even the things that we have done. We must learn to stand tall as beloved sons and daughters of God. And that's what our passion really is. I'm sure that's coming through.
I think it is coming through. I think a lot of people experience the faith as an additional burden in many ways, not as the thing that relieves or lifts burdens, helps us to stand up, but as another thing that, if you think of modern life as just obligation after obligation, well, Sunday Mass is another obligation, and praying my rosary, you know, is another obligation. And if I don't meet these obligations, it's just another opportunity for me to be, as you said, kind of hunched over and defeated.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, absolutely. And the thing about it, Cy, is that I think that we also, we live in this world that is constantly overwhelming us. If you look at the media or anything, if you just go to the grocery store and look at those rag magazines on the shelves, everything is bombarding us with these concepts and ideas that they are forcing us to believe a certain thing about ourselves and also our relationship with God. So of course we're going to have all of these mixed emotions, and we carry this along through a lifetime. Sometimes we never reconcile it within ourselves, but the good news is Scripture doesn't lie. Scripture tells us the truth, and God has blessed us with an abundant amount of love and a life that is full to capacity. We are to experience all sorts of things, not to run from things, but to experience things. But we can only do that if we really truly understand who we are and how much we are loved by God.
Jerry and Debbie from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie are our guests this hour. Our number, 888-318-7884. If you're carrying heavy burdens and would like to know how the faith can help lift those burdens and how you can stand tall in the knowledge that you are a beloved son or daughter of God. Give us a call, 888-318-7884. That number again, maybe it's someone else in your life that you would, maybe you can see that the message of God's love is not getting through. The gospel is not meant to be bad news, but nonetheless, many people do experience it as bad news, or at least as hard news. And it's meant to be joyful and of great help to us in assuming the fullness of our humanity. Give us a call, and we'll discuss it with you, 888-318-7884. We'll be right back with more with Jerry and Debbie on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
This is Bishop Chad Zielinski from the Diocese of Fairbanks of Northern Alaska, and you are listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Christmas is coming, and with Advent just around the bend, we want to make sure you know about our annual Christmas sale with hundreds of great faith-building resources all on sale at 20% off when you enter promo code WINTER at the checkout. With great new resources on Scripture, church history, the saints, Bible prophecy, and so much more, there's simply no better time to stock up on resources to build up your faith and the faith of those around you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to the shop at Catholic.com right now to take advantage of what is truly the best Catholic sale on the internet, going on now through the end of the year. And remember, enter promo code WINTER at the checkout to save 20% on hundreds of great resources throughout the store.
Homeschool Connections, an online provider of courses for your Catholic homeschool, is a sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. Homeschool Connections website is homeschoolconnections.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Luke 21, as he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury, Jesus noticed a poor widow putting in two small copper coins. He said that she had put in more than all the rest, because they had given from their surplus, but she gave all that she had to live on. Contrast this with the audiences that tune in each week to reality TV programs where people compete for positions of prestige and wealth. Our culture is so bent on the self and any kind of instant gratification, whether it is the desire for power and status or the desires of the flesh, that it needs ever stronger stimuli to be satisfied. St. Augustine astutely reminds us that our hearts are restless until they rest in the Lord. Our very restless world will remain so until it prefers nothing to Christ. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live's Super Monday show. They've all become super shows lately. I can't resist just calling them a super show every time. Jerry and Debbie from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie are our guests. And you guys are doing – we're talking about standing tall in the faith, meaning not being kind of bent over and burdened by the faith, but to find a freedom and a lightness there, to find the rejuvenation of life there. Our number 888-318-7884. But you also are doing a retreat coming up. I want to make sure I mention that. You got a Stand Tall retreat coming up February 9th through 11th in Cullman, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yeah, at St. Bernard Abbey. It's absolutely phenomenal place to have a retreat, and it is February 9th through the 11th. We're also taking a field trip to the final resting place of Mother Angelica, and we're going to have a beautiful prayer service there, and we're very excited about that. That's in Hansville. So we tried to make it very affordable, and the agenda and the retreat details are at jerryanddebbie.com, and we have open registration right now, and we're getting registrations every day, so that's exciting. We can only take a max of 90. But we wanted it to be intimate so that we could really journey together and learn about ourselves and really stand tall in that positive way with our relationship with God.
You know, you mentioned Mother Angelica. She's kind of a poster child for this way of thinking, isn't it? This person who went through very, very hard mm-hmm. things in her life.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I always wonder if she's appreciated enough for is just her joyful sense of humor. I mean, the woman was a riot. Among everything else that she was just a bubbly, lovely, funny person.
Yeah, and I think somebody like Mother Angelica could have easily let much of the persecution and attack and discouragement that must have set in as she was following God's will, but trying to do what God wanted, and now it's the largest religious media organization in the world. But she could have easily backed down, Si. She could have been defeated by all of this and just said, you know what, I'm just not going to move on. But she stood tall in the face of all of this. And in a sense, like you said, she kind of laughed at it sometimes. Laughed at the trials and the challenges and said, you know what, you are not going to defeat me. And that's what we want people to understand. We have that ability by the grace of God, not on our own power, but by the grace of God, to even laugh at temptation, even laugh at our own sins. I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes I sin and I'm about to get discouraged. Then I go, wait a minute. This doesn't have to dominate me. The confessional is right there. I can get rid of this and move on. So,
live in a church, Jerry. The confessional's right there.
The confessional. I just say, Father, bless me, Father. It's me again. Same as last time.
You just say, did it. Well, that's right. In God's goodness, he does not want us to stay burdened. He does not want us, even by sin, as you said, he doesn't want us to stay kind of in a crouch about the whole thing.
Well, yeah. Yep. I mean, we have this baggage that we carry throughout our whole entire lives. I mean, it's all of our life experiences, good, bad, and we own
and
it. Yeah, and ugly, exactly. And we own it, and we shouldn't really have to do that at times because we're carrying it into relationships. We are just dragging it along. It does hunch us over. It does make us feel like we're unworthy, and there's shame, and there's guilt, and there's all sorts of things that fill our minds and can do that rather easily, especially in this negative world we live in. So because of that, it prohibits us from standing tall and knowing that we're heirs to the kingdom, and that's huge.
Yeah, be not afraid. That was one of Jesus' favorites. We got a bunch of callers. Shall we go to calls?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. Sandra in New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on 690 AM. Sandra, you are on with Jerry and Debbie. Your question, please.
Hi. After 5 years at this job, I was accused of insulting someone because I wouldn't participate in the pornography and prostitution. So I started hiding. And when my boss said, and don't go praying for his soul, I think it was to mock me, but that is what I started doing against my boss's wishes. But I did continue to hide. And it's not always appropriate to just like stand up in the face of something. These people are gone now and everything's back to normal. But it was pretty scary when it was happening because I wanted to say, no, that's not right, and I won't do that. But if I continued to do that, then I would be fired. So what I did is I hid.
Well, it is the case you have to take care of yourself sometimes. Debbie, what do you think?
Well, I don't know the details of the situation. I mean, you just gave us a little snippet of what you've gone through, and I'm sorry you had to go through that. But it sounds like you have, a really deep faith, which is great. The thing about it is it's, you were in a situation where, it sounds like some fear was in there with, you could possibly lose your job, and there's a lot of other contributing factors. So I would say, I don't know if you're being hard on yourself. I mean, part of the stand tall is to kind of reconcile that any type of guilt or shame you may feel in any type of situation. And I don't know if that pertains to this situation. But when you said you went hiding, I think I need to hear a little bit more about that. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, well, Sandra, I'll let you go ahead and reply to Debbie there because I think that would be helpful. You said you went into hiding. Are you able to share exactly what you meant by that?
I took a different path to go to my maintenance area to get more things for work, and I would purposely avoid going anywhere this person might be walking, and he would seek me to find me so that he could do these things, but I managed to wait out the 2 weeks that person was there that started all of it, and they're gone now. So I felt it was appropriate to hide and still do my job in the midst of it.
I would say you absolutely did the right thing, and that's a frightening situation to be in. And Sandra, did you say that these circumstances have now passed? Things have changed in this situation. These circumstances no longer are in place.
Right, families have come in, and children, and it's not at all there anymore.
Okay, well then, Debbie, I think, you know, she weathered this, thanks
right.
be to God. And I would just say give thanks for that and rejoice in that. And now that things have returned to a, it sounds like a good situation, a good work environment, just be at peace, leave it behind. If there's any need to, you know, just resolve anything, maybe talk to a priest about something just to get peace of mind. Not that you did anything wrong, Sandra, but, you know, you were in a very, very difficult situation and God brought you through it. So I would just really try and kind of set it all aside and say, now I'm just going to move forward and thrive in the will of God in my life.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing too, Sandra, I would just say that I think you said that your boss or somebody of that nature said not to pray for these people or something of that. But if you feel prompted to pray for these folks, I would, because they're broken. They're absolutely broken. And there's something wrong with what they did to you. And I'm sure they're going to go on to do it to others. So we definitely, there's power in prayer, and especially coming from a beautiful heart like yours, because you're doing it for the right reasons. These people hurt you, but yet you're still going to pray for them. I think there's great merit in that. So
thank you, Sandra. Thanks very much for that call. 888-318-7884 is our number. We go now to Ruth in Portland, Maine, listening on the Presence Radio 106.7 FM. Ruth, your question for Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can, Ruth. Yeah.
Hi. Okay. I guess I don't want to get too emotional on the radio, and I don't even know where to begin. But there's been trauma my whole life since childhood, in and out. And I've always, for some reason, had a faith and belief in God, even though I wasn't really brought up that way. My mom was Catholic, brought up Catholic, went to school Catholic, did the whole, but it's not how we were brought up later on. Anyway, there was just all that. And then again, in my adulthood, when I married and divorced and married, a lot of physical and other mental abuses going on. I pulled through that, and then I just recently, about 5 years ago, had a huge loss again, and I can't get out of it. I feel so guilty about it. I feel like the Holy Spirit, when it was happening, was telling me what I needed to do to pull things together, and I couldn't. I just laid on the couch and cried in self-pity for so long that it ended up being the worst, and I'm afraid a little girl was really hurt out of this. I don't know how to go back with the guilt. Every single sin I've ever done since I was a young child has been just running through my mind over and over again. And I've been praying so hard and praying over and over to the point during these 5 years, I've almost completely lost faith. I keep trying to come back, and I'm wondering if the Holy Spirit told me something and I didn't listen. And I know that's happened, and I've turned away. Have I grieved the Holy Spirit? Has God turned his back? How can I know that he hasn't turned his back on me?
Okay, Ruth. Well, let's start with a yes or no. Has God turned his back on Ruth?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, then what advice or help might you offer then?
Well, first of all, Ruth, I just want to share, Jerry and I are not counselors. We just have a combined life experience of over 100 years. We're both over 50 years old. So that's all we can offer. But I just want to share with you, it sounds like you have ruminating thoughts, and the process of rumination is very debilitating to forward movement. So when you constantly go over things over and over in your head of what you should have done, could have done, you are reliving that. You are reliving that completely like it was just happening the first time. And when you do that, it keeps you stuck. It makes you start to doubt yourself. It makes you start to doubt your faith. Then you start doubting what God's abilities are. And then before you know it, you're so far off the path, you are looking and you really can't see. You really can't see the goodness of the Lord around you. So the first thing that I would just recommend, just from a practical standpoint, is to stop all those ruminating thoughts. Stop those repetitive thoughts going around and around in your head of what you could have done, should have done. The second thing is, if you can get to your parish, your church, or whatever denomination you belong to, I would recommend you do that, because to talk to another person of the faith that is a leader in the faith will help you reconcile some of that guilt and that shame. I would hope it would be the Catholic Church you would find your home in. But I know we have more to say. Jerry, did you want to jump in?
Well, actually, yeah. Jerry, if you
want
to jump
break,
in.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Jerry knows how this works. He's been
That's good, because I don't.
Well, that music means we got to take a quick break. Ruth, you're very important to us. Hang on. We're not going to let you go. There's more to be said on that topic. We'll be right back with more with Jerry and Debbie today, talking about standing tall in the faith, right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Teresa Tomeo.
Every time I go to Mass and see my husband serving on the altar as a deacon, it hits me how, with God, all things are possible. I mean, there is no way that we should be still married, number one, based on all the problems we had. But number two, the fact that I'm in Catholic media and my husband is a deacon is simply a testimony to the power of God and the teachings of the Church that saved our marriage and, more importantly, our souls.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Wouldn't it be great to have a book to give to anyone to explain exactly why Catholics believe what we believe? The good news is that now there is. Why We're Catholic is the groundbreaking resource by apologist Trent Horn. That one book you can hand to anyone as a starting point for helping them find their way into or back to the practice of the Catholic faith. And at $3 a copy when purchased in bulk, it's perfect for parish distribution and any of your adult faith formation needs. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did the Catholic Church add books to the Bible? Or did Protestants remove 7 books from the Old Testament? Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger takes you on a fact-filled tour through the history of the Bible, revealing the whole story behind the lost books of the Protestant Old Testament. With the latest information and discourse on crucial issues, Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger is a book that belongs in the library of every serious student of Scripture. And as a special bonus, if you order online, we'll add an ebook copy of 15 Myths, Mistakes, and Misrepresentations about the Deuterocanon to your order absolutely free. Get your free ebook today. Order your copy of Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger by logging on to our online shop at shop.catholic.com.
Welcome back to this Super Monday edition of Catholic Answers Live. We are talking about being unburdened. The Lord wants to help us, not to weigh us down with more burdens. And Jerry and Debbie from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie are here to help us do that. Our number, 888-318-7884. If you're carrying a burden that you would like some help with, 888-318-7884. What kinds of, when you ask people this question about standing tall in the faith, because I know this is a common theme with you all, what kind of questions are you usually looking for? What would you like people to call and ask you about?
Well, today, excuse me, on our show, as Debbie has alluded to, you know, we just kind of combine our life experiences, and we don't hold back. You know, we have been through a lot, and everybody has been through a lot. Every day we go through trials, difficulties, challenges, joys, you know, the ups and the downs. And the whole point of standing tall is really understanding and appreciating who we are made to be by a loving God. And sometimes some of the things that have happened to us and some of the choices we have made can kind of diminish that or lessen that. We think we're not worthy. We think, well, you know, God couldn't forgive this. God couldn't possibly love me because I've done this. The key is, yeah, when we do something wrong, repent, confess, get on with it. We need to reframe, though. We have a lot of voices talking in our heads. We sometimes need to, you know, kind of edit our life's movie. Because, you know, especially when things that have been done to us, abuse, wounds, traumas, things that other people did, we can carry the guilt and the shame of that.
Right.
And that burden that you talked about. And we need to be freed from that, as Debbie likes to say, so that we can really fulfill the passion and the purpose that God has created us for. You know, a life of abundance, as the Bible says.
Amen. 888-318-7884, the number. When we went to the break, we were speaking with Ruth, who suffered a terrible loss about 5 years ago, is not certain whether or not God has turned his back on her because she doesn't feel any consolation in her life. We went to the break as the music started, Jerry, but you were in the midst of responding to Ruth after Debbie.
Well, Ruth, there's no way that God has abandoned you. He never, ever would do that. Let me tell you something, Ruth. I would never, ever worship, reverence, honor, love a God who could turn his back on anybody. And we don't have to worry about that because our God does not do that. I couldn't totally read between the lines of what you said? You seem to indicate that there was something maybe you could have done to prevent something from happening, and we don't really need to know the details of that. But I think the key thing right now is for you to find peace and resolution and really closure to this. We don't know the full details of this, but if you need to talk to a priest about anything, if there's a sense that you did something wrong or committed a sin or were guilty of something, that can be forgiven. You can move on from that. We can never, ever, ever go back in the past and change what has taken place, not even including some of the things that we have done. But God always gives us today, the present, and he always gives us tomorrow, and he can give us a better tomorrow, and he wants that for you. Debbie, would you agree, Ruth? God wants Ruth and everyone to be freed of any of these shackles and these burdens that we are carrying through life.
Absolutely, 100%, Ruth. What do you think about that, what Jerry was saying?
It's the first time anyone, I'd been kind of church shopping for a lot of years and just going back and end up really hurt. Or I either become their project where for a little while they want to pray over me and do this and that, and then the next time I can't. I've been feeling very rejected by different churches that I've been to. But for some reason I was one time driving about a year ago, flipping through channels and found this station, and I've been listening since. That's just beside the point. He makes a lot of sense. Even before you got back on the phone with me, I was listening to him talk. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I've just kind of been gone over what I should have done, what I could have done, what might have happened if I'd done it the right way. And maybe the Holy Spirit was talking to me, and I grieved the Holy Spirit because I wasn't listening the way that I should have listened. And
It's a million things. It's the truth about all of us, though, Ruth, that that's what sin is. Sometimes it's not even sin. Sometimes it's just failure or imperfection. But we don't listen. But the Holy Spirit is not a scorekeeper. I think that's fair to say, Jerry and Debbie. Isn't that the case? The Holy Spirit
right
is
on.
Not a
Absolutely.
Scorekeeper.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ruth,
you said your mother was Catholic. Were you baptized a Catholic?
No, my mother didn't end up following through. Like I said, we didn't really. Our family was very, very dysfunctional. We didn't end up actually following through with the faith. But for some reason, I feel drawn back to it. And I just know the whole history of my family all the way back, they were all Catholic.
Ruth, there's no accident to your phone call. There's no accident that you feel comfortable with Catholic radio. There's no accident to that. That is the Holy Spirit, Ruth. Absolutely. 100%. And so there's a reason that you're drawn into the Catholic faith. There's a reason that you're searching for that. What I would encourage you to do is to find, you live in Maine. There's plenty of parishes there. Find a parish that you can sign up possibly for the RCIA program, and just learn and just grow, not to be a project, not to be, like you said, prayed over, but just to learn and grow and to understand that Scripture is real, it's true, and what God tells us is absolutely perfect for us. And it's just a chance for you to seek that out. If you would take on that challenge, I think it would help you become free from all of this trauma that you have suffered, which my heart goes out to you. I mean, that's really a tough place to be in and to constantly feel that. But I can assure you of this, there's freedom. There's freedom in the church, because when you learn more about God and grow and you understand that he loves you, You flourish, you grow, you thrive, you just don't survive. Big difference, Ruth, and I'm going to pray that for you.
Ruth, go ahead, Jerry.
Sorry, I just wanted to add one thing, Ruth. Scripture is always a great antidote to the things that burden us, and I want to encourage you to grab your Bible the next chance you get. Open it to Psalm 130, and I'm just going to read the first couple passages here. Out of the depths I cry to thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Verse 3, listen. If thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. Other translations say, if you, Lord, should record our sins or count our sins. It's what Cy just said. The Holy Spirit is not a scorekeeper. You know, elsewhere in Scripture, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far as has he removed our transgressions from us? I would ask you to be a hypothetical question. How far is the east is from the west? Is the east from the west? You actually can't measure it because it goes on forever. That's how far God has removed any faults, failings, sins from us, as long as we are faithful to take them to him. So Ruth, you've done a lot of right things already, and I just encourage you to receive what the Holy Spirit. You talked about you may have grieved the Holy Spirit. Well, now receive what the Holy Spirit has for you by way of healing, peace, and joy.
Ruth, God bless you, sister. We'll pray for you. You're welcome to call anytime. We'd love it when you call. We're here every weekday afternoon, as you probably know, since you listen to the Presence Radio there in Maine. 888-31-TRUTH, our number. And just one last thing. Jerry and Debbie, I'll throw this out to you. And again, thank you, Ruth. But how many times have you met a person who had not received the sacraments, and now they've gone through the RCIA or something, and they're receiving the Eucharist, and the power, the healing power of the Eucharist in their lives. It's just, it's remarkable, isn't it?
Oh, it's transformative. And the thing about it, Cy, is what immediately happens is folks that come into the church, they want to give back. They immediately go back to their pastor and they say, what can I do? I want to do something for the community, because they get it. They understand the body of Christ. So it's huge. It's life-changing.
We're talking about the hard stuff today with Jerry and Debbie from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, weekdays on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And the hard stuff is all those things we carry as burdens, all those things that we think are maybe disqualifying and separating us from God. We need to move past those, because the problem is not God, and it's not even ourselves. It's that lie we believe that God just couldn't love a creature like me. We go now to Kathy in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on 1060 AM. You're on with Jerry and Debbie. Kathy, your question, please.
Hi. I think my biggest hurdle that keeps on bringing me back and forth, So I've been with my husband since we were little. We've been together forever. He's the only thing I've known. And about 7 years ago, he was unfaithful. And it was one of the most hardest things that I've lived. Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I just thought I heard a choir of angels singing behind you there for a second. But it just got really loud. You don't have another radio on or something?
No, it was an ambulance.
Oh, it was an ambulance. Oh, okay. Sounded like angels to me. So, wow.
Well, maybe they're with me.
I don't know.
That was one of the worst things that I've gone through. And 7 years later, I mean, I said that I forgave him. I spoke to the priest at the time. I mean, like, the worst thoughts that I have ever experienced went through my mind. I just became a different person that I disliked, because I never wish anything bad to anybody. But as the years have gone by, it's so hard to trust again. And about 2 months ago, he's not Catholic. He was raised Pentecostal. And about 2 months ago, actually, our priest talked to us about a catechism that he was doing. We attended. And I know God is there. I know there's great things for us, because as a result of that catechism, my husband decided that, yes, he does want to become Catholic. He wants to be baptized. He wants to be in communion, which is all well and good, but it's like, how can I go back to trusting? I mean, obviously, the last thing I want is just for a marriage to be over. It's like, how can I go back to trusting?
Debbie?
Well, Kathy, you know, a betrayal of trust is one of the hardest things to get over. And sometimes it can go on for many, many years, even a lifetime. But you have a couple great things that are happening right now with you. And I think to focus on those would be the best thing. The first one is you kept your marriage together. And that's huge. So you should really give yourself pats on the back for that one, because a lot of people would feel like it's too much, and I can't get over this hurdle. So that's a big thing. The second thing is you have your faithfulness, and then it sounds like you have a great pastor as a shepherd for you to help you and your husband. And now your husband is interested in coming into the church. This is a time where you can ask God for all those immense blessings and graces to help you through this, to help you trust again. And maybe what needs to happen right now is just to focus on your faith and your husband coming into the faith. Focus on that through a very hearty prayer life. Okay. Keep it really strong, really rooted, and ask for those graces to get you through it. Because I believe in my heart of hearts, Kathy, if you're able to resolve this in you and to trust again, because ultimately you'd be trusting in God again, right? Because we trust in God. It all goes back to God. I believe there is a great blessing in that, an eternal blessing in that, Kathy. And that's huge. So you got to hold on to that and take a much bigger view of it rather than just the day to day, what you're feeling about, wow, I can never trust again. This doesn't feel good. I get that. Believe me, firsthand, I get that. But I would suggest that. What do you think, Jerry?
I think I can't add to really anything to that, Kathy. I think Debbie stated it beautifully. You've got a lot of positive momentum going right now. So ride that wave, if we can put it that way. And it has been 6 years, like you said, since this unfaithfulness took place. And it sounds like there may be a transformation, a conversion, a metanoia happening in your husband's heart. That is something really to grab onto and rejoice. So I would really be thankful to God for that. The only thing I would add, I guess, is sometimes when we suffer wounds, and this is definitely a wound to your heart, those wounds can be healed, but scars remain. As Debbie said, sometimes this can last a lifetime. The thought of it will probably always be in the back of your mind. Might he do this again? But remember, in the book of Revelation, John writes he saw a vision of heaven, and he sees what? A lamb looking as though it had been slain. And we see the apostles, the post-resurrection, when they see Jesus, he tells Thomas, put your fingers in the nail marks. So even Jesus, in his glorified body, still showed the scars, if you will, the signs of his wounds and his suffering, but he was obviously glorified. So even when we have that healing and we can move on, be past some of these things, sometimes the scars remain. But I think one real important factor to remember is that we can become stronger because of some of these things that happen to us. So I said I didn't have anything to add, but I guess I had a little bit there. But
how often is it not true, Jerry, when you say you have nothing to add?
Yeah,
we got to head.
That's usually a bad sign.
Kathy, thank you so much for that call. We will certainly keep you in our prayers. Lots and lots more calls to get to, but we have to take this quick break, and then we'll get to as many calls as we can before the top of the hour. Jerry and Debbie are our guests. We'll be right back with more of that on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Pope Francis said, "The key that opens the door to faith is prayer." Join St. Paul Street Evangelization by running a prayer station in the public square. You don't need to be a professional apologist or theologian. Just listen to the needs of the people you encounter. Offer encouragement, take prayer requests, and pray with people. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
"Whatever I have learned," writes Catholic Answers founder Carl Keating, "I have learned from the masters of the craft." In his new book, Booked for Life, a bibliographic memoir of an accidental apologist, Carl gives future generations a roadmap of what it takes and what it means to become a Catholic apologist. In the way only Carl can, he recounts numerous real-life situations he has encountered in his long career that illustrate the apologetic lessons he's learned. Then, drawing on a lifetime of experience, Carl reveals the books that helped him learn to defend the Catholic faith. Order your copy of Booked for Life today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their faith and values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
Just like the saints of the Counter-Reformation, our own souls are in constant need of reform, of reconversion to God and His will for us. We struggle with sin. We become distracted in prayer. We find it hard to be loving and easy to be selfish. In Reform Yourself, Sean McAfee shows you how these magnificent saints can be guides to your own personal transformation. We all need to reform our souls. Let the saints who reformed the church show you how. Order your copy of Reform Yourself today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Beginning today at the shop at Catholic.com, hundreds of digital books, ebooks, MP3s, e-magazines, all on sale for 50% off. This offer is only for a limited time until the end of the month. That's Thursday at midnight, I guess, is the end of the month. Just go to digital media category, the digital media category at shop.catholic.com. So if you are a person who reads digital books, for example, everything is half off. First of all, the digital books are already much less than actual physical books because they're so much cheaper to produce. And then you're getting half off on all of them. If you're not purchasing digital products, use the promo code WINTER and everything else is 20% off. On top of that, if we need to ship anything to you, if it's not all digital, if there's something physical, $5 flat rate, no matter how much you order, $5 flat rate. Go to shop.catholic.com. 50% off everything that we have that's digital. 50%. I'm just waiting for the gasps, Jerry and Debbie. I was waiting for, what? 50%. There you go.
Such a deal.
No way.
I don't know. I felt like I would get more, but go to.
Well, you know what, Si? I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I am so used to Catholic Answers being probably the most generous giving apostolate in the world when it comes to, you know, low prices and stuff. I mean, I say this is so, it's another great example of how you really want to get great resources into the hands of people at uber affordable price. So, that's the honest truth about it. It's a great sale, folks. I would say take full advantage of this. And, you know, with Christmas coming up, my goodness, you can give ties, you can give toasters, you can give sweaters, you can give all kinds of stuff. Yeah, give those things. But, you know, in the stocking, put a DVD or a book or especially these e-books. My goodness. I mean, it's a no-brainer nowadays.
Nick, can I just check? Jerry's better at that than me, huh? Because I just did my whole thing, and then Jerry was like toasters.
I just know Carrie Beck is listening.
And I was
Carrie will never let me back on the show if I don't.
You're just trying to show that you're a better host of Catholic Answers Live than I am. My feelings are hurt now, so let's move on. Now I'm carrying a burden and a scar because of you, Jerry.
Reframe, Si. Reframe.
All right, I'll stop nursing my wounds. Anonymous, in an anonymous place, you are on with Jerry and Debbie. Your question, please.
Yes, hi. So my question for you is, when, we always want to forgive members of our family when they hurt us, and I've had a lot of healing from that idea, and of course, you know, receiving Jesus in the Eucharist and adoration, and all those things have healed me greatly. But I have a family of origin situation where it's very hard for me to have a relationship even though I've forgiven these folks, because the behavior is still ongoing, and there's a lot of, I'm just going to be blunt. My family is like a train wreck in terms of people in conflict. I mean, there's a lot of hatefulness. The conflicts look like a web where people don't speak to each other for, you know, decades. There's betrayal. Since I was a youngster, my mom, for example, didn't even respond to my wedding invitation.
Oh, anonymous. I'm sorry. I'm only going to interrupt you real quick because it's very hard for the listeners to hear. We have a very rough connection with you. But I do think Jerry and Debbie, could understand all that. I mean, anonymous is, she said her family's like a train wreck of conflict. And there's a lot of people who could say that. And so the question is, when do you know it's time to sever ties with family? I mean, not even responding to your wedding invitation, that's kind of mean.
Well, and it sounds like, Anonymous, you have prayed for your family. You continue to pray for your family. You know, here's the thing. You can love from a distance. You don't necessarily have to put yourself in the situations where it's going to cause you to sin, or maybe when you leave those encounters, you're feeling just worse about yourself and about them, and it's very destructive. So you don't have to contribute to that. You can love them from a distance, and again, take that bigger, broader view, because eternity is forever. And so it's more important that the souls get to heaven than we have these problems here on earth. It's more important. So if you can pray for them, you're doing them, in my opinion, more good than if you encounter them and you have a very explosive situation. And the only reason I say that is because that was great advice that was given to me about my family. So I'm just sharing that same exact advice, and it has worked for me for many years. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, I agree. Look through the Bible, the many examples anonymous in the Bible of, you know, even families that didn't get along, that were, well, you know, Cain and Abel, you know, one murdered the other. You got the prodigal son and then his brother, and they obviously, you know, didn't have any kind of, it seems, decent relationship. And there are many other examples. So I agree with Debbie. You know, you must love them always. And if doors are open for there to be fruitful interaction, I would say go for that. But you know what? If there's an unhealthy environment there, you know, that's being kind of pushed upon you, you don't have to subject yourself to that. That's the key. Sometimes, Debbie, I think don't you agree? We feel like, well, it's my family. You know, I got to inject myself into this, you know, very toxic environment or whatever. We really don't have to do that.
Absolutely, Jerry. And here's the thing. Prayers are much more important than that. We know from the Fatima messages of what Our Lady said for us to do, to pray for one another. So the prayers are more important than the earthly encounters we have with our family members that can really be destructive. So again, keep that bigger view, Anonymous. If you can do that, I think it'll bring you a lot of peace, because it's brought me a lot of peace in my life. So I'm hoping it does for you as well.
Anonymous, let's see if we can hear you. Any comment? No? Oh, okay. I'm not sure if we lost Anonymous completely or what. Man, when you talk about the families in the Bible, though, like Joseph's brothers throw him down a well and then tell his father he's dead. I mean, that didn't happen at my Thanksgiving party. I mean,
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I did have a younger brother no, that's not really true. But it's, you know, that the thing about Joseph, though, it's years later that he's able to be of help to his brothers. And maybe sometimes we just have to accept that in God's providence, maybe now is not the time. Maybe it's going to be many years from now, maybe on a deathbed or something, that we can be of help.
And look how merciful and forgiving he was.
Yeah, right.
They mm-hmm. sought to kill him, and then he was put in a position of actually being over them, and they had great need of him. And remember, he stepped aside and wept. He was so deeply moved by just seeing them again.
Right.
And for Mary in San Antonio, I'm sorry, we're not going to get to Mary, but maybe that's a good lesson, Mary. Go back and, you know, review that story of Joseph in the Old Testament. I think that might be helpful for what you were going to ask about.
Jerry, fair enough. I do want to mention, though, because you guys are going to be doing this as a live retreat, this Stand Tall retreat is coming up. Well, tell me the dates again. I have a note here. Oh, February 9th through 11th in Cullman, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Retreat with Jerry and Debbie. To do what? To together work through these things and to be unburdened?
Absolutely. We really believe in Catholic life skills and to really help one another in a practical way. You know, it really helps us when we can learn from one another and our experiences. And we reframe, like Jerry said, we reframe the things that have happened in our life, and we join together and we grow together. Hopefully it'll be life changing. I think it will be, because we've prayed about it and already things are just lining up just perfectly. So if you want that life changing experience, we hope you visit jerryanddebbie.com.
And you can join them each day on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Oh, that's a two, right? The number two. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the address, like if they want to send you an email or something?
It's just that. Take the number two at EWTN.com.
Thank you so much, Jerry and Debbie. It's a real pleasure for me to get to have you, a real privilege, really, to get to have you on the show. Because as you both know, and I say this to you privately, but I'll say it publicly, if were it not for the two of you, there is not a chance in this world that I'd be sitting in this seat. And I'm very grateful to both of you for it. Bye, Jerry and Debbie.
Great. Well, we look forward to being on again next month. Thanks, Si.
That is not happening.
Keep up the great work, Si.
You too. Thanks very much.
Thanks to all the show team.
Amen. Mike Aquilina next. We're going to talk about the apostles and their times. All kinds of fascinating things about the world the apostles lived in, right after this on Catholic Answers Live.